This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you played pickleball yet? I still have not played pickleball. I didn't know what pickleball was until, in my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada. Our governor at the time, during COVID, Governor Sisolak, had, in the middle of the lockdown, you know, done a news release, or he did a press event, and he said that even though stores were still going to be closed in the middle of the lockdown, we would be allowed to go outside and play pickleball. So pickleball, to many of us who didn't know what it was the only thing you could do, the only freedom you had during COVID. You couldn't support your family, you couldn't save your career, but you could play pickleball. Well, many of you have played pickleball, and I've been seeing a lot of injuries from pickleball. I guess pickleball is a little bit like tennis and racquetball. It's a smaller court. It's supposed to be really, really fun. But unfortunately, I, from a doctor, my only knowledge about it is seeing injuries that people are getting. And I'm seeing many people fracture their arm, their wrist, their leg, their knee. And, you know, people can injure themselves playing racquetball, badminton, tennis as well. But since pickleball got so popular so quickly, I think many people who weren't really athletically in shape that started to jump to doing that might not have realized that, you know, they might incur some injuries, or maybe it's they're playing it right, but they have thin bones. And we always talk about osteoporosis as it relates to women. What about men? Men are breaking bones too. Men get osteoporosis also. So osteoporosis is where your bones start to thin, become weaker, less dense, and you could be at higher risk for fractures. Now, we get the strength of our bones in puberty when we absorb calcium and we grow. For those of us not on puberty blockers and going through gender transitioning, our bones during our adolescence and into early adulthood store calcium, get as strong as they could be. After that, you minimize bone thinning by being active and exercising and making sure you have plenty of calcium and vitamin D in your diet. With age or with malnutrition, or with hormonal changes, you could start to lose your bone density. Estrogen in women is very protective of the bones. Once we start to lose that, our bones can thin. Men also start to lose some of their bone density as well. If you fall, you could break a hip, break your wrist, your spine. You could have a compression fracture, spontaneous fracture that you didn't even have any trauma, where just the weight of your spine with gravity starts to crack some of the underlings of your spinal cord. 50 million people in the United States live with osteoporosis, and that's an understatement. The average person is not getting their bone density checked. They recommend getting a bone density scan over the age of 65, or if you had a bone fracture after the age of 50. Personally, I like everybody being screened at the age of 50. I've actually picked up on parathyroid issues in those who had fractures, because hyperparathyroidism leaches your calcium from your bones and makes your bones thinner. People who have had milk allergies and didn't drink milk I also like to, as a kid, I also like to see what their bone density is. But many individuals have no idea that they could have osteoporosis. That's why I recommend to get screened at age 50 or even sooner if you had a fracture that you really shouldn't have. When I was an ER doc, there was a woman who came in with a shattered foot. She said she and her husband were wrestling around for a candy bar that got dropped, and he stepped on her foot and broke it in multiple places. I didn't think it was abuse, per se. I thought it was osteoporosis, and it turned out she had very severely thin bones. Somebody stepping on your foot should not break it in multiple places. But her bones were like glass. So these are things that we need to be aware of. So our bones start to break down in our 30s. In our 40s, it's more. By the time we're in our 50s, we might be able to manifest and we might see on DEXA scan some significant thinning. Females appear to be more at risk than males. Is it because maybe they lift less, maybe they exercise less, or maybe it's because they might not take in as much dairy? We don't know. And it could just be genetic predisposition. If you're thin or have smaller frames, they may also have less. I mean, I got size 10 feet. But still, I come from women in my family with size 10 feet. They still get osteoporosis. Certain medications you're on could accelerate it. Now, if you're on diuretics, if you're on steroids, it could thin your bones. Seizure medication, certain hormones could thin your bones. So we diagnose it with bone density tests. Even x-rays could pick it up. But how do we treat it? Well, we have exercise. We make sure you take calcium and vitamin D. Talk to your medical provider about how much you should take. There are medications like the bisphosphonates, sometimes estrogen, sometimes testosterone. Certain other medications are out there. But interestingly, Fox News says that there is now a vibration belt that's a non-medication alternative for those who cannot manage taking the medications. And a study out of University of Nebraska Medical Center looked at OsteoBoost, which is a belt that causes vibrations that can stimulate bone growth and preserve bone mineral density. I haven't seen patients use this yet, so I can't really comment on it. But we have a lot of work to do to protect our bones. So hopefully scientists are still working on it. Apparently it was inspired by NASA because people get osteoporosis when they're up in space because they have lack of gravity. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the last few months, multiple polls have showed that more than half of Democrats want somebody other than Biden running for the White House. A Yahoo News YouGov poll back in November, found that 54% of Democrats surveyed want to see somebody other than Biden in the primary. 28% of Democrats said, nope, leave Biden alone, he's fine. 18% were unsure. How could you be unsure? I mean, look at where we are right now. It means they didn't want to say. I think there's a fear that many people have in terms of bucking the narrative, just like I think many people fear not supporting Trump. Many people fear not supporting Biden. And what's a testament to this
is the South Carolina primary election happened this weekend, and Biden won in a landslide. He was up against Marianne Williamson, Dean Phillips, and I believe some other contenders. And Joe Biden, right now, with I think they're done counting, he got 126,321 votes. 126,300 people want Biden to be president in South Carolina. If they voted for him, okay, that's huge. Now, I understand that during some of these primaries, people will switch parties so they could vote for the least electable candidate, hoping that they could sway, you know, the primary such that their candidate will later win. But I really do believe that there are individuals out there that like Biden. Why? One of you had asked me 2 weeks ago in an email going, why? What is the psychology behind voting for Biden? What possibly did a Biden presidency do for them? Well, if they didn't lose money, if they're happy, they like their job, they're working from home, they're rarely outside seeing our homeless veterans and seeing what's happening with the border and crime and all that. If they're not really affected by what happened in Afghanistan, they don't think they're affected by foreign policy, they may be like, you know what, let's just leave things alone. If they have family members that might have come across that they're concerned who might be deported, they might vote for Biden. If they have a hatred for Trump that clouds, you know, any sort of open-mindedness to what, you know, might be needed for the country, they might vote, you know, against Trump for Biden. So Biden has supporters. I don't think it's because they really like him per se, but if they're happy and they like the way things are going and they don't want Trump, yeah, they will vote for Biden. Are there enough of them? I don't know. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people. I was up at a medical conference, and I was speaking to, you know, doctors. Everybody says, well, doctors are more conservative or more liberal. They're mixed. They really are. They're mixed. I have a lot of doctors who couldn't stand Obamacare, a lot of doctors who loved Obamacare. They're mixed. But those people who, what I did find in general was many people aren't happy with either candidate. Now, maybe it's because they didn't want to say, they didn't know who they were talking to, so they didn't know if they, you know, I'm like, look, you don't have to tell me you're going to vote for, but, you know, what is it that you're worried about? What? And people said, well, we definitely don't want Trump. Why not? Well, I'm scared of him. Why are you scared of him? What do you think he's going to do? Oh, well, I think he's going to be a dictator. What will he dictate? Well, let's talk about that. Is Trump going to be a dictator? I know he made a joke with Sean Hannity that on day one he's going to get some stuff done. On day one. But if we have Americans fear that there's going to be a dictator, then they don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand states' rights. We have a Constitution, and we have a government, and we have checks and balances that prevent somebody being voted in democratically and then taking over and being fascist, turning us into a communist state. They can't do that. But that's what some people fear. Why? You know, shouldn't the media be a little bit more honest about what's going on? Personally, if Trump comes into office, I think he is going to secure the border. And I think he's going to day one say, get that wall back up. Give our border agents what they need. Number two is, I think he is going to probably be making some calls to Putin, Xi Jinping, Iran, say back the hell off. Okay, there's a new sheriff in town. You don't want to mess with us. Three, I think he should tell Hamas and Iran, give us our hostages back. It's been, what, 150 days almost? And you have hostages? You have Israeli hostages and American hostages? Oh, hell no. You release all of them now. The UN should be doing that, but they're not. Then, Though I think some people feel he's going to take retribution for what people did to him. Is he going to nominate more judges? Is he going to? He could. But that's what some people are concerned about. I just want judges who aren't on witch hunts, don't twist the laws in their favor. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we have a Supreme Court where you have right judges and left judges. It shouldn't be like that. Well, if I was nominated by Obama or Biden, then I'm going to be Democrat. If I was nominated by Trump or Bush, I'm going to be Republican. No, that's not that. No, that's not how we deal with things. Okay, you have to be looking at every law neutrally. And unfortunately, it just seems like it's all, you know, the side of the law you're on. Or the side of the political side you're on. So I do not think Trump is going to be a dictator because the Constitution doesn't allow it. We have multiple checks and balances. He can't just unilaterally change. Executive orders go so far. And it seems like the reason why he is so popular and rising in the polls is some people want the executive order of a border wall. Some people want to control crime better. Some people want our veterans taken care of, a better foreign policy than what we had with Afghanistan and what we have now. But, you know, to answer the question, why would people be voting for Biden? If they're happy, if you have Americans who are happy and who are enjoying the benefits that they have and are, you know, happy with life and they think that Trump is not going to be a better choice for America, they're going to vote for Biden. That's just their thinking. And, you know, you would think that the Democrats would have put up Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, you know, somebody, George Clooney, somebody a little bit more. They probably could have put up anybody. But the problem that they had was then if they didn't go with Biden, they need to double down on Biden, because if they do ask Biden to step down, then it looks like they failed. So I look at Biden, and it's sad. He needs some help. Medically, cognitively, he needs to retire. It's no joke. People joke about Biden all the time. It's no joke. He really should not be commander-in-chief. But he is. And in South Carolina, 126,300 people want him, our commander-in-chief. So, you know, depending on what happens with this next election, depending on what happens with the primary, he's up on the ballot. So it's fascinating to me. I look at this country and, you know, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican run. I just want to know that it's a representative democracy, that if we vote somebody in, that they protect our needs and they protect America and America comes first. We're right now a country that's afraid to have American flags. Why don't we see more American flags? Well, that's Republican. That's MAGA. No, it's not. American flags are American. We're allowed to be patriotic. We're allowed to embrace people of other countries, but still say America first. We're allowed to protect our borders. We're allowed to protect our military, protect our veterans. We're allowed to say no if you don't want a vaccine put in you. That's what America is. Biden says we need to finish the job. What job? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The top Democrat in the U.S. House says everyone but Trump-aligned Republicans want bipartisan compromise on immigration. Speaking on ABC's This Week, House Minority Leader New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries said he supports bipartisan efforts toward national security and compromise border security legislation. U.S. attacks on Iran-backed radical Islamic militias in the Middle East will continue, according to one high-ranking White House advisor, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, telling NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that U.S. efforts will continue following two weekend rounds of attacks on dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Older New Yorkers are being urged to roll up their sleeves and get themselves vaccinated against three potentially dangerous viruses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. Let me get my next story ready to go here. Apparently, we're getting some breaking news. We're going to be talking about that. Honestly, look how long it's taken me to get this ready. Usually, I'm right on the money. Oh, my Lord. I apologize. When I come up with a story and a study to talk about, I have it all ready to go on my thing. And then what do? Well, I talk about it. I have actually the actual study I want to read to you. So that's why it's frustrating that it's not pulling up. I got it. There we go. See? Just be patient, people. So we do have some breaking news we're going to talk about in a little bit. Apparently, King Charles, we're being told, had a cancer diagnosis and has been treated for possible prostate cancer. Once I get some more information on that, I'm going to talk about it. But the next headline I want to discuss is more and more young people are having heart disease. and heart attacks. Now, we've been speaking for the last couple of years about colon cancer rising in young individuals, cervical cancer rising, other forms of cancer, dementia. These are things that really shouldn't be affecting the younger population. And sadly, we are seeing younger individuals getting diseases that we used to just see with older individuals. So where is this data coming from? So the American Journal of Medicine has a paper entitled Risk Factors and Outcomes of Very Young Adults Who Experience Myocardial Infarction. This comes from the Partners Young MI Registry. Myocardial infarction means heart attack or lack of blood flow to the myocardium or to the heart. They looked at patients under 50 years old from two academic hospitals in the range of 2000 to 2016. Okay, I know a lot of people are saying the COVID vaccine could be contributing to this. Right now, the data that they're looking at, I don't have data from that, but this particular data set was from 2000 to 2016. Okay, that's, you know, the spike proteins from COVID or from the COVID vaccine is a whole other study. But according to this study, the results among 2,097 consecutive young patients with MI or myocardial infarction, 20.5% of them, that's a fifth, were under 40 years of age. That's ridiculous. Under 40 years of age. There was spontaneous, some of them had spontaneous coronary artery dissection, which we saw higher in younger patients. And they said, despite being on average 10 years younger and having lower hypertension, very young myocardial infarction patients had similar one-year to long-term outcomes when compared to their older counterparts, 41 to 50 years old at the time of their heart attack. Meaning if you have a heart attack when you're younger, does it mean you have an easier chance of living, or do you have similar mortality or prognosis as older individuals? In this particular study, they said it was similar. Now, this was only a couple thousand patients, but I'm seeing younger individuals. I'm seeing 20-year-olds who have high blood pressure, who have diabetes, adult onset diabetes. We're seeing obesity. Now, what could be contributing to this? Why is our younger generation, our Gen Zs and our millennials, so much more unhealthy? Well, is it because of sitting? Is it because of sit-down jobs? Is it because of video games? You know, in the 80s, we had to stand to play our video game. We had to stand at Ms. Pac-Man, right, or at Galaga or Space Invaders. Now you could sit, so you're sitting more. We're also eating a lot more crap. We're eating a lot more fast food. We don't have somebody cooking our meals. We aren't learning how to cook our own meals. We're eating foods on the run. We also aren't taking care of ourselves. You used to have to go to the doctor every year, get examined, get vaccinated. We're not doing that. We used to have physical fitness criteria and milestones or benchmarks that we had to pass in PE. I don't think they're doing that. Remember I had suggested years ago we had something called special ed for academic remediation, which I think now they call academic remediation. Why don't we have physical fitness remediation? Why do we put the kids that can't play sports well, that never get picked on the teams, and shove them with the bullies and the athletes that make fun of them? Why don't we have a remediation for those who aren't physically fit and get them physically fit, train them in a sport? Why aren't we doing that? Oh yeah, we're just not. Our priorities are off. No wonder our national security is at risk. We don't have enough people who are physically fit enough to be in our military. Look at our energy drinks, and our caffeine, and our vaping. These kids are putting stimulants into their bodies. Why? They're not getting good sleep. Is it because they have sleep apnea because they're obese? Is it because they aren't sleeping well because of their smartphones? So the next morning they're tired, so they have to hit the caffeine? When you get caffeine or nicotine or stimulants to wake yourself up, that could affect the heart. Is there a relationship to all the ADHD stimulant medication and heart health? I know there's been studies saying, no, it's fine, it's not affecting. But if we are seeing a huge rise in heart attack, that if 20% of these heart attacks are in younger individuals. I'm noticing that the average kid that call that whose family calls in on telemedicine is on some stimulant for ADHD. Is that the right way to go? Is anybody monitoring their hearts? Is anybody doing EKGs or stress tests? Is it that we have cholesterol, plaquing, diabetes, and all the things that affect older people happening in younger people? Yes, we know it's true. When they did studies on World War II or Vietnam soldiers who had died and they looked at their coronary arteries, they saw that there was significant plaquing. Young people can plaque as well. So this is not good. And, you know, we say, well, we could screen, you know, when they're in their 50s, or maybe we'll do a lipid panel. No, I think there was years ago a recommendation that if there was cholesterol in the family, that a child between the years 2 and 10 years old should get a lipid panel. Now, I don't know if they're still recommending that. I don't think they are, but I thought that was fantastic. If there's high cholesterol in the family, heart disease in the family, don't you want to know if your kid has high cholesterol? And I think the average kid does, especially if they're overweight. If your child, if your 8-year-old has high cholesterol, they're clogging their arteries now. Maybe it'll be a wake-up call to parents. You know, people say, well, we don't want to panic people. We don't want there to be too many tests. We don't want to spend a lot of money. Imagine you as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt and uncle, if you knew that your kid, that kid in front of you, is clogging their arteries as we speak. Now, we've been trying to go with the narrative of, honestly, your kids are clogging the arteries now. But nobody, it's not hitting them. You know, they're in a hurry. They're coming home from work. They're tired. The groceries are expensive. It's easier to buy $1.99 burgers. But if you saw a lab showing your child's cholesterol is 222 and their LDL is 180, you might be like, whoa, maybe I need to do something. If you saw that your child is turning diabetic, maybe you'd do something. Maybe the schools would start to do something. Change the way they do PE. Change the way they do, rather than sitting all day in a classroom, just have core classes in the mornings, and then outside is all your practical stuff. You're learning how to farm, learning trades, doing physical education, learning how to hike, work out, learning first aid, learning Krav Maga or Taekwondo and martial arts, learning how to plumb, how to farm, how to educate, all the different traits. So by the time you're a sophomore, you know what you want to do in life, or you have a little better idea, and then junior and senior year ends up being your associate's degree. There you go, free college. Nobody listens. And so now we have these studies saying kids are having heart attacks. Someone's got to listen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few minutes, we got some breaking news that King Charles III of England has been diagnosed with cancer. There has been some speculation what type of cancer it is, but Buckingham Palace has said it is not prostate cancer. So what happened is, I believe he went in for a procedure for his prostate, and they said upon doing that procedure, they found something that was possibly cancerous. So NBC News is reporting that the 75-year-old King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer. According to the palace's statement, and let me clean my glasses. They say during the King's recent hospital's procedure for benign prostate enlargement, a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. We don't know what stage it is, and we also don't know what type. Buckingham Palace said King Charles did not have prostate cancer. So you're going to see these headlines saying it's prostate cancer. As of now, we don't know. Now, of course, some of you are wondering, well, if it's not prostate cancer, then what could it be? He was having a procedure done for the prostate. What else could they have found? Could be bladder cancer. The bladder is near the prostate. Could be intestinal cancer or colon cancer in that area. Could be skin cancer. Melanoma could have been down there. So all we know right now is King Charles III has possible cancer. We just don't know exactly what type or what stage it's in. Now, Kate was, I believe, at a clinic having a abdominal surgery, an unspecified abdominal surgery. Kate is 42 years old. We don't know if it was a hysterectomy or a biopsy or something. So, yeah, and, you know, they are allowed privacy. It's just people want to know who is in charge if he isn't. And so, I think what ends up happening is he's going to pause his public events. He is still going to continue with his constitutional role as head of state, still doing paperwork, still doing private meetings. He is an outpatient. He's not in the hospital right now. Any treatment he's having, he apparently did return to London, and anything he's doing will be done outpatiently. But there is a constitutional mechanism in England when a head of state, according to BBC News, can't carry out their duties. Then counselors of the state could be appointed to stand in. That could be Queen Camilla, could be Prince William, Princess Anne, Prince Edward. I don't think Prince Harry, or Prince Andrew are allowed because they're not technically working royals. They're known as non-working royals. But Prince William had to be temporarily withdrawn because he was helping Catherine as well as while she was recovering from abdominal surgery. So right now, King Charles said he's returning to public duties. He's good. But the prostate surgery that he had for the benign, we don't have a lot of details, but when you do have a benign prostatic hyperplasia, an enlarged prostate, there are things that could be done, such as resecting part of that prostate tissue, because large prostates can prevent you from urinating well. A lot of my friends are saying, you know, they have to push a little bit more when they have to pee, you know, things have to come out a little bit more. And so whenever you have issues peeing, urinating, or any pain in the area or issues with erections, you got to get yourself checked. And so the fact that they said that he was undergoing treatment for a benign prostate issue means my guess is they've already biopsied. They've already done PSAs. They've already checked his prostate. So this sort of cancer, if it was found upon an exam that was done, is it because he had a colonoscopy at the same time? They decided, you know what, let's just get both done at the same time, and oh, we found something in the colon. Is it that they saw something that might have metastasized to the area? Is it that they were checking the bladder? And while they were evaluating the bladder, they found something. So we don't know what type of cancer he has. We don't know what stage. It is a good sign that he is being treated as an outpatient, that he's out of the hospital. King Charles III didn't ascend to the throne, for a while, until he was in his 70s, after the tragic, sad death of his mother, who had lived, I believe, till the age of 96, Queen Elizabeth. And so people have been wondering about his health, being in his 70s. They saw his sausage fingers, his fingers that were swollen, could be from arthritis, could be from peripheral vascular disease. So people had been worried about his health. And so all eyes then would be obviously on Prince William if anything, if anybody did need to temporarily take his place. But Prince William seems to be a little bit sidetracked right now because his wife had surgery. So a lot seems to be going on right now. Our prayers and our thoughts are with the royal family. It's obviously not easy. Fortunately for him, he's king now, so it's good to be king. Now, usually you have some of the best access to healthcare in the UK. A huge beacon of medical advancements, and, they... You know, they sure know what they're doing in terms of medical treatment. It's just, it's a shame. You know, whenever you hear that incidentally a cancer was found, that always begs the question, well, why was it found then? What got missed? And again, we won't be able to answer that till we have a better idea of what possibly he has. As I said right now, even though some headlines are saying he has prostate cancer, Buckingham Palace, according to NBC News, said it's not prostate cancer. So once we get a little bit more information, we'll talk about it. But for those of you who aren't king, yeah, not a bad idea to get yourself checked and get yourself screened. I understand that our screening guidelines are trying to be the best possible to avoid headache and stress and false positives and money wasted, but I am sick and tired of hearing somebody go in for a routine test all of a sudden to find out that they had a cancer this whole time, or that somebody was ignored, or they were told that their fatigue was because they were working too hard and nobody looked to see if it was cancer, or a mole was ignored. Now that people are using telemedicine instead of having regular office visits with their medical provider, they're not getting their urines checked. They're not getting their skin looked at. Now, they're not getting the rectal exams. They're not getting the routine PAPs. We're hearing that cervical cancer cases, advanced cervical cancer cases, are on the rise. It's because people aren't getting screened like they used to. The more you screen, the more you catch. But I get it. I get it. We're spending a lot of money. We don't want somebody to go through false positives, go through procedures they might not need. But we knew a consequence of this would be we would be missing more issues. How many times have people called telemedicine saying, I have heartburn? How do we know that heartburn isn't heart disease? You know, we just spoke about young people having an increase in heart disease. Is it because they're misdiagnosing it as heartburn? So they think, well, I ate something spicy, so it's that? You cannot dissect out a medical provider to save money, to go to socialized medicine, to try to save a buck. You have got to get people in front of a medical provider. And medical providers need to understand that the guidelines are a guideline. It doesn't necessarily mean that you ignore cancer symptoms. You know, if somebody is having something that doesn't seem right, you don't want to go for zebras. You want to think of the horses. You don't want to think of the most esoteric illnesses. But you always have to rule out the serious stuff. So you could sleep well at night, the patient could sleep well at night, and you know that you didn't miss something serious. So if somebody's having blood in their urine, if somebody's having issues urinating, if somebody, you know, it might be the prostate, but maybe there's something else going on. Make sure, put that fear to rest, why it's not bladder cancer, why it's not colon cancer, now, why they're not having some other issue or prostate cancer. We seem to have this attitude of, well, if you don't have to go for your pap smears every 3 to 5 years, it's because cervical cancer isn't a scare. Cervical cancer is real. January was Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. You didn't see a lot of media attention to it. Because right now it's, well, you know, we're doing more over the phone. You got to get yourself checked out. Cancer doesn't give a damn about guidelines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.